Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Back at it again with another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and today we are bringing you another prospect you need to know for the 2013 NFL Draft as we count you down just 91 days away. And today we welcome in Fairmont State cornerback Ryland Newman to the show. How are you today, Ryland?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing very well, and I know you're getting ready for your workout here before the NFL draft, and we'll update folks on that in a second. But you have one of the more intriguing stories of the draft prospects this year. You actually started off playing basketball at Fairmont State and was a standout there for three seasons before joining the football program in spring of 2009. So let's start it off right there, Ryland, and explain to us how it all transpired.
Well, I started out playing basketball here in 2000. When I first came here, and I just very much so missed the sport of football. So I decided to talk to the coach and see if I could come out for football. And then I talked to the head coach of football, and he asked me. He went to the head coach of basketball and told him that he wanted me out there. So I tried out in the spring, and therefore, I just went out and kept playing in the fall.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of successful NFL players have that basketball background. And, you know, typically we don't usually think of cornerbacks, but, you know, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Julius Peppers, Jimmy Graham, just to name a few of the guys that have crossed over from the hardwood to the gridiron. And, you know, I think you were, what, a point guard in basketball and then translated that over to the cornerback position?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, talk about a point guard on the basketball court is kind of the leader on the basketball floor. Football is a little different. There's 12 players. But, you know, you came in and made an immediate impact as a three-year starter, started from the gate. So how did the leadership skills translate over to playing football, especially your senior season, being one of the key figures and helping guide the underclassmen? Talk about some of your leadership abilities, Ryan.
I mean, it was all just how I just reacted on the court, and then just being a leader by example, because I'm not a really big leader by verbal communication, but I just wanted to be a leader by example, work hard every day, and then come over to the football field, which, I mean, corners really aren't the leaders and vocal leaders of the defense just because it's just the safety's job. But being a leader on and off the field, I mean, helping underclassmen with classes, helping underclassmen on the field, for them to ask questions about the defense, me communicating with them, and then just being a leader all together and stepping up when the team calls for me to step up.
Fairmont State cornerback Ryland Newman, a multi-threat weapon with us here on the NFL Draft Bible. And Ryland, I mean, like we said, you came in here, started right away, have started for the past three seasons, and you know, you are can do a little bit of everything. I mean, you had 526 total yards this past season at cornerback, which is unusual because you got in there a little bit as a runner, a little bit as a receiver. You returned some kicks. You had some interception returns. So how much offense did you play at Fairmont State?
I just played one season of offense, and that was just this past season at running back, because our running backs went down at the Bowie State game, and they asked me to step up and play the role of the running back of the next game, and I just so happened had to do it.
And is that something that you enjoy doing? Can you envision yourself running a little wildcat back in at the next level? Can you envision that?
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot, and I can envision myself playing the Wildcat at the next level.
And you got some good hands, too, and they put you back there to return some kicks. So how about special teams? I think that would be something you would want to do as well, right?
Yes, sir. I would definitely love to play special teams as well.
And for any NFL team listening right now, what would you say would be your biggest strength, Ryland?
I would say my biggest strength is probably returning kicks and man-to-man defense.
Yeah, every corner loves that man-to-man. And you heard of Revis Island? We got Ryland Island with us right now. Ryland Newman, the cornerback from Fairmont State, team leader and former basketball to hoops to the football star standout, West Virginia native here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show this past year, Ryland. You know, you earned yourself a little bit of a reputation, and opposing teams kind of steered away from throwing in your direction. Now, you led the team in pass deflections with 8, but just 2 interceptions your senior season. But I think a lot of that was really because you didn't have as many opportunities. How frustrating was it for you that teams kind of shied away from your direction this past year?
I took it as a compliment because, I mean, if they wanted to go away, I mean, we had another corner that was just as decent. But, you know, I mean, if they wanted to go away from me, then that shows a lot of respect for on my end and a lot of respect for them to not come that way. But, I mean, it was frustrating at times, but when it came the chance for me to step up and when they threw my way, I had the opportunity, I had to make it.
And you made the most of the opportunity when you had the ball in your hands, a lot of return yardage on the interceptions, kick returns, playing that game at running back. Ryland Newman, Fairmont State, dangerous with the ball in his hands. You know, we talked about your strengths a little bit a while ago, and you like to play some man coverage, Ryland. How about something coming into your senior season that you wanted to get better at? What did you want to work on improving coming into your last year at Fairmont State?
Oh, coming into my last year, I wanted to get better at the zone coverage, playing off, then reading the receiver just a little bit better. And then I also wanted to get better with my feet work because – there's no perfect feet work out there. So I just worked and drilled and feet work every day, and then wanted to pick up my speed a little bit too.
All right, we got Falcons cornerback, the Falcons of Fairmont State, Ryland Newman in the house, talking a little bit of X's and O's with us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, we're talking to him about his jack-of-all-trades abilities, returning kicks, of course, playing corner, even a little bit of offense. And I think we have you in at about 5'10", 185. Is that about accurate there, Ryland?
Yes, sir.
And is that a comfortable playing weight for you at the next level? Is that what you envision yourself, about 185?
Well, no, I want it to be like 190, 195.
Okay. So you feel like you can still – bulk up a little bit, add some weight to the frame, and keep the same speed?
Yes, sir. I'm working on that right now. A little weight training and then a little speed work in there every week.
Okay, well, since you brought it up, take us through your workout regimen a little bit. I mean, what are you doing right now? You guys haven't played in over a month, almost maybe 2 months since you last played in game action. So what are you doing now to stay in shape? How often are you working out, and what are you looking to accomplish at your pro day workout?
I work out every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I do some agility speed work on Wednesday. Try to run like a mile, mile and a half just to stay in shape. And then for speed work, I do 40 starts and then A marches, B marches, just to keep my form tight. And then coming up on pro day, I like to run like a 4.5, low 4.5 to a high 4.4, and then just hopefully gain a little bit more weight. by the pro day.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me. That's Ryland Newman working hard towards his pro day and checks in about 6'4", buck 90, going to run in the 4'5 range, which would be very outstanding numbers for you, Ryland. And, you know, I'm curious to know throughout your career if there's any an opponent or a specific wide receiver you went up against or, you know, the toughest opponent that stands out to you during your career. And it could be this season or it could be a past season. What player or what team stands out to you when you reflect back on it?
Are you talking about, like, college career?
Yeah, your college career, you know, a tough opponent, whether it's an individual player or just a team overall that you went up against, somebody that just gave you a tough time or really stood out to you where, you know, you had to, like, prepare extra hard and really bring your A game, anybody that stands out to you during your playing days at the Fairmont State?
Yes, it would be Thomas Mayo.
Oh, okay.
He was at Concord University.
Sure.
And he was the toughest opponent that I've went up against. I've prepared and prepared for him because he's a great athlete.
Yeah, tough player. And I'm. What about a favorite memory? I mean, what are you going to miss the most about playing football at Fairmont State?
Miss the most just being with my teammates every day on and off the field, laughing with each other. I mean, me helping with them, just everything about football. I mean, because you're not just going to have a bunch of – you're not going to have 60, 70 guys just all meshing together. And that you'll just miss that.
Absolutely. And how about – has there any been a coach – to you during your career that's really been influential to helping you up to this point in your career?
Yes, there's a couple coaches I could say. One, Coach Shalfe, he's been an inspirer and a leader to me. I mean, he's my defensive back coach. He's got on me. I mean, he's helped me through the times that I've had, the tough times. He's helped me when I first got out there. And then I can also say Coach Manella. He was only here for a year, but he's the one that begged and begged for me to get back to return. And then when they put me back there, I mean, I produced for one game. And then Coach Dumont, he's the one that believed in me on the special teams end. So I give him all the praise and the glory for that. And then last but not least, I guess Coach Lopez for allowing me to come out there since day one.
Yeah, and how about any players in the pros that you like to watch or model your game after? Any favorite players at the NFL level?
You said it best, Terrell Revis. Revis
yes.
Island.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Revis Island, and next soon coming to a city near you on Sundays, Ryland Island. That's Ryland Newman. Fairmont State University, and a three-year starter for the football team after being a three-year starter for the basketball team, crossed over somewhere in between, and jack-of-all-trades, can play some offense, wildcat, return kicks, man coverage, and we've been talking X and O's and between the lines with Ryland. It's time to get to know him a little bit off the playing field. It's a segment we call Three and Out, and try to get to know you off the football field, Ryland, and I'm going to kick it off on first down and ask you if you were to be an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
A cheetah. That's my favorite animal. And fast, lightning fast.
Good answer. I like that. All right. Second down, McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Okay. And how about if you could take any one female celebrity out on a date, which female celebrity would you like to take out?
Ooh, any one? Just one?
Just one, my man.
I would have to say...
You can't get greedy on me now.
I'd say Jessica Alba.
Okay, Jessica Alba. She's probably third place in the standings right now, trailing Jessica Biel, and Beyonce is without a doubt the top vote getter right now. But that's a good good answer. We had a lot of people say her. All right, Ryland, time for fourth down. The question I like to send everybody out on, we're going to go for it on fourth down with Ryland. And if I were to tell you, to tell me, if I'm an NFL general manager, Ryland, I want you to tell me why Ryland Newman should be in my training camp come August.
Because I'll work hard. I mean, it's all about working hard. I mean, getting your team ready for the season. I mean, preparation and then coming out on the field and then just putting it all into sync with it's just a matter of working hard. That's all it takes for one person after another to get better. And then, I mean, just strive for the best. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, and that is Ryland Newman, Fairmont State University. You heard it here first on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and Ryland will be checking in, keeping tabs, and keeping everybody updated on your progress. So best of luck to you in your workout process, and like I said, we'll be chatting, touching base, and keep us posted, and appreciate you taking some time and joining us today on the Player Spotlight Show.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you have it. Straight from the horse's mouth, Ryland Island. That's the next two sports star, Ryland Newman. You remember Deion Sanders from FSU? Well, we got a different FSU and Fairmont State University Falcons, but another two sports star in Ryland Newman, who was a captain on the basketball team, captain on the football team, now looks to take his talents to the next level in the NFL. As a cornerback, kick return extraordinaire, and you heard it here, can even play a little bit of wildcat. You heard it here first, NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names you need to know first. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible, for all our latest player interviews, NFL Draft updates, All-Star games, combine coverage, pro day workouts, 91 days away and counting. And this is just the second of five spotlight shows to come today. Every hour, on top of the hour, we had one at 8 a.m. This is our 9 a.m. We'll bring one to you 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 a.m. Can't stop, won't stop. It's the grind. We're hustling just like these NFL draft prospects. Remember who brought it to you. Till the next time.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.